Good morning. I'd like to welcome the visitors that we have with us today. We're very glad that you took time out of your schedule to come and worship God with us here at South Valley. Have a prayer request that we will address before we get started in our lesson. The Hardy family have requested prayers for two of their family members have passed away recently, and they are requesting prayers for the families of Tita Nea and Roland Glenister. And we will take a moment and pray for them. If you would join me in prayer as we go to our Heavenly Father. Dear God, we humbly come before you, thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. Dear God, we come specifically right now on behalf of the Hardy family. Two of their family members, Tita and Roland, have passed away recently. We pray for their families as they're grieving right now. Dear God, let us all be reminded that death is can come as a thief in the night, that we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And we ask that you be with their families, comfort them, let them see your love in all of this, and please let the Hardys be good examples for them right now, and provide them comfort. You God, be with us the rest of our worship to you. We hope everything we have and will do is pleasing to you and brings you praise. We pray everything through your Son Jesus. Amen. Our lesson today is, "And the common people heard him gladly." It's one of those, it's not even a full verse. It's just kind of the tail end of verse 37 in Mark chapter 12. It's just it's thrown in there, and the common people heard him gladly. That says a lot. The things that Jesus said carried a lot of weight. Soul-shattering weight that had eternal consequences. James read our scripture reading this morning from Mark chapter 9, verse 7, and this was the setting of this was the Mount of Transfiguration, where Peter, James, and John were with Jesus, and he was transfigured, and they saw three figures. And during this encounter, it says, "And a cloud came and overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son. Hear him.'" God himself was saying this. "Hear my Son." And it makes us think back to that verse, "And the common people heard him gladly." It would do us great benefit, and anybody great benefit, if they took God at their word. God is telling them, "Hear my Son." The benefits of doing what God said in that context, hear him. We learn of God's love through Jesus. By hearing him, the message that he has, we learn of God's love for us. We learn of the sacrifice that Jesus made for our behalf. We learn about eternal life. I understand it's just a phrase, and I'm sure I use it a lot too. People sometimes misuse that Christians will have eternal life. Everybody's going to have eternal life. The question is what's the real estate? Location, location, location. The question is, where are we going to spend it? Everybody's going to have eternal life. And Jesus talks about that. We learn about salvation, how to avoid going to hell. I understand when people become Christians, there's different, I guess, motivations that spur people on. Some people, they learn about the immense love that God had to send His Son. And that leads them to becoming a Christian, to being baptized, being obedient, and becoming a Christian. Some, they hear the teachings of Jesus, they logically put two and two together, the logic of the Bible, the Creator, the world, and they've got to follow what is being said. Me, I didn't want to go to hell. When I realized about hell, I did not want to go to hell. And these are some of the benefits. When God the Father, God the Creator said, "This is my beloved Son, hear Him." The things that Jesus said in His teachings, in His sermons, just in His walking down the road with people, there was a lot of benefit to that. John 3:16 and 17, one of the passages, one of the most quoted and used passages in any religious setting. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. This is my beloved Son. Hear Him." And the common people, it said, heard Him gladly. Romans 10:17, we could probably all quote this. "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The foundation of our faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Every one of us that are Christians, that we've obeyed, that we have put our Lord on in baptism, it all started with the seed of the Word being planted in our hearts. Somebody telling us about God. Somebody telling us that we developed a faith, and it came from hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Unfortunately, not all heard Him gladly. Many heard. A lot of people heard Jesus. They didn't hear Him gladly. They didn't take and put stock in what Jesus was saying for various reasons. Even today, sometimes the idea of power and pride comes into play. Have you ever known somebody that they just couldn't, it makes sense, but they just couldn't pull the trigger on believing because it would admit that they were wrong? that they have sin in their life. And that I've got to repent. That's tough for some people. The idea of the power, that there's something more powerful than me. I can do it myself. Don't we get caught up in that I can do it myself attitude? Not wanting to take up, tell you, to accept the idea that we need God's love and we need a sacrifice that we could not come up with, that's humbling. That's humbling that we could have done nothing on our own. Tradition stands in the way of some people. The way they were raised. Tradition of maybe they were raised in a different religious teaching. Goes back to the power, back to the pride aspect. I can't hear him gladly because I was raised this way, and if I go this direction, it means everything I learned, I've got to turn my back on in X, Y, or Z religion. If that's wrong, Grandma was wrong. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If Grandma knew the truth, she would want you to know it. If Grandma knew the truth, she would not want you to follow her to hell. Sometimes people don't hear him gladly because of the sacrifice and the demands that it takes. Oh, it makes sense. It makes sense what Jesus says. I've got to, you know, believe in God. I've got to do this. But when it comes to changing my life, that's asking a little bit too much. The demands, you mean I've actually got to do something? I've actually got to wake up and come to worship service? Come on, we had a late night Saturday night. You mean I can't hang with my same old friends doing who knows what? No. Not if it's contrary to what he says. Not all heard him gladly. In John 9, we see, in John 9 is the account of Jesus healing a blind man that had been blind from birth. And the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders, were wanting to get to the bottom of who did this? Who's this guy that healed you? And they called in the blind man's parents. And they said, he's of age, ask him. They're hemming and hawing around, not wanting to get in trouble about anything. And it says in verse 22, his parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Not all people that heard Jesus heard him gladly. They didn't want to buck tradition. They didn't want to be on the outs in the social setting. In John 11, not only did they not hear him gladly, some plotted to kill Jesus. Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. A little extreme. Not all that heard him gladly. Mark 10, we have the account of the rich Jesus and the rich young ruler, where here's a good case of a man wanting to do what was right. He comes to Jesus and asks him, Master, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. Which ones? Jesus tells him, got to do this, got to do that. great. I've been doing those things since I was a child. And then verse 21 says, then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me. But he was sad at this word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. For that young man, he just couldn't sacrifice things, dollar signs. For others, they have other issues. I can't give up X. We need to make sure there's not something like this in our lives that we just can't give up. I'm doing everything right. I'm doing what he says, except for this. And going away sorrowful because we just can't stop that. John 6, verse 66 says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. This is not just people that heard him. These were people that had followed Jesus and decided they just couldn't do it. It was too demanding for them. They just couldn't do it. And they turned and walked with him no more. They couldn't hear gladly what he was saying. But many did. The common people heard him gladly. Many did and benefited from it. The next couple of verses there in John 6, after many turned back and didn't follow Jesus anymore, verse 67, then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. He had heard him gladly and made the connection, what you say leads to eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. They heard him gladly. They would continue to hear him gladly and continue to preach to others what they had heard. On the day of Pentecost, many people heard him gladly, heard about him gladly. Peter, in his great gospel message, was telling many devout Jews that were in Jerusalem on Pentecost about Jesus. And he informed them that this Jesus, whom you crucified, is the Messiah, the Son of God. Our great sacrifice that we have been looking for. And verse 37 says, they were cut to the heart when they heard that and cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter responded and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And in verse 41, it says, then those who gladly received his word, Peter's word about Jesus, were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. What a great and glorious day that would have been. And closing up, we see in real time the things that we've discussed today. In Acts 18:8, it says, "Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. And the common people heard him gladly, and it resulted in salvation." Most of us in here today have heard the word of God, have been obedient to that word of God, and have put on our Lord in baptism. If there's anybody that has not done that, we have the opportunity today. Those of you watching online, if you haven't put your Lord on in baptism, you need to do so to be saved for the forgiveness of your sins. If there's prayers that you need, if there's sin in your life that you need to put behind you, repent of, and go on and do what Jesus says, to hear that gladly and do it. Whatever your need, please come forward while Don leads us in the invitation. And when you come forward, let your needs be known, and we'll address those needs. Let's stand and sing together.